محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعجل فرجهم. In the beginning, I'll announce, as I promised the youth, that whoever brings the summary of my last 6 English speeches, he'll get the gifts. So gifts are here. And whoever has memorized Dua Ilahi Azumul Bala, he also can come forward and also get the gift, inshallah, after the speech. So we have 5 gifts for the winner. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So now let's start Dua of Imam Zamana. Everybody with me loudly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka louder. I'm not going to take your time more than 5 to 10 minutes, inshallah. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-majid wa'atasimu bihablillahi jami'a salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters, God Almighty is saying, be united, be one, get united, and leave all the disputes, leave all the enmity, leave all the differences, be one. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. You all Muslims should become one. Today is the time to be united. All the Muslims should be united. Dear brothers and sisters, Shia, Sunni, anybody who are you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Quran, not today, 1,400 years ago, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. There should not be any difference between you, any dispute, any enmity among you. Rather, you all should be one. Why we are fighting today? Why there are differences today? Why there are disputes today? Why there are enmities today? While our God is one. We all believe there is God. La ilaha illallah. While we all say Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. While we all have one Qibla, we all have one Kaaba, we all have one Book Quran. So what is dispute? Why are these differences? Why are these enmities between Shia and Sunni, or between Shia, Shia, Sunni, Sunni? No, leave all these disputes and be united, get united. Today, I just want to mention 2 important points due to which these disputes and differences and enmities are created. And these 2 points are very important. Please remember them and write them in your mind and try to remove these disease of soul from your soul. There is one dangerous disease due to which the disputes and differences are created, and that is hubbizat. You know what is hubbizat? Love of yourself. You know, you love yourself so much that you get angry when somebody doesn't respect you. Like, for example, in such a big program, Yom Hussein. You are a very important guy, for example. You enter this program, and because all the people are busy, nobody paid any attention to you. Not purposely, maybe because they were busy. But because you have Hubbezat, you will say, hey, look, this person did not respect me. Look, this person did not give the protocol to me. This person did not reveal me. He did not give me the honor which I was supposed to get from him. This is because of Hubbezat. Allahu Akbar. Leave Hubbezat. Remove Hubbezat. Remove the love of yourself. Then there will be no dispute. Then there will be no difference. Oh, you know, he said this bad thing to me. He insulted me. He said wrong thing to me. Hey, who are you? Because we are thinking we are big head. We are thinking we are very big people. That's why we say, oh, he said some bad thing to me. So, oh, I will not go to his program anymore. Oh, because of Hubbezat, we say, this is my program. This is our program. Who are you, dear brother and sister? Nothing. Imam Ali is saying, Ajibtu libni Adam awwaluhu nutfa akhiruhu jifa. Who are you? What are you thinking? You are nothing. You are just one drop of nutfa. I am you. We all are nutfa. We were created by just one sperm. And when we will die, we will become jifa. Even the most beautiful, the prettiest person of the world, after he dies, if you keep his body, if you don't bury his body in the grave, if you keep the beautiful, the most handsome, the most prettiest person's body here, just for 3 days, it will smell so much that his loved one will run away. Your beginning is nutfa, your end is jifa. Why are you arrogant? What are you arrogant of? Leave Hubbezat and pay attention. Because of Hubbezat, man can become shaytan. Very dangerous. Shaytan was a great worshipper. He worshipped God, that some narrations are saying just 2 rakats of shaytan's namaz was for 4,000 years. Our 2 rakat is for 1 minute. Shaytan's 2 rakat namaz, he prayed those 2 rakat namaz for 4,000 years, according to some narration. Such a big worshipper. But وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He became unbeliever. He became kafir. Do you know why? Because order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went against himself. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُهُ هَوَاهُ. Allah is saying some people think themselves they are God. Some people think that their nafs is their God. If somebody says anything to them, they'll say, oh no. If you have Hubbezat, you could be shaitan. If I have Hubbezat, I could be shaitan. Shaitan became shaitan. Shaitan became mal'oon. Shaitan became the cursed one because of Hubbezat. Oh God, I will pray. I will obey you. I will worship unless you don't order me something against my opinion. Who are you that this is my opinion, that I will not prostrate for Adam? Allahu Akbar. Man could become munafiq, hypocrite, if he has Hubbezat. There were 2 companions. They both loved the Prophet, peace be upon him. But there was dispute among them. They both came to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And Prophet was supposed to judge among them. Prophet said to one of them that you are right, and Prophet said to the second one that you are wrong. Now the one whom Prophet told him that you are wrong, because he had Hubbezat, love of himself, he started saying, oh Rasulullah, you are wrong. Na'uzubillah. Allahu Akbar. If I had Hubbezat, tomorrow when Imam of my time will come, Imam al-Mahdi will come, and he will say, oh, you have done this thing wrong. You were doing it wrong. This is what you did for 30 or 70 years. It was wrong. If I had Hubbezat, I will end up fighting with my Imam. I'll end up saying, you are wrong and I'm right because of Hubbezat. So please, leave Pobeza. Today, all the differences between Shia Sunni, between Shia Shia, between Sunni Sunni, are only and only because of Hubbezat. And there's another disease. If I had time, I'll mention Hubbezat is very dangerous. I'm just summarizing it. How can we leave Hubbezat? And before I tell you how can we leave Hubbezat, I want to tell you how can we find out whether we have Hubbezat in ourselves or not. Because if somebody, if I ask you, do you have Hubbezat? Do you love yourself? Maybe you say, oh, I don't have this bad disease of soul. But there is a lovely narration. The lovely narration is this, that if you want to find out whether you have Hubbezat or not, whether you love yourself or not, there are two qualities. You're working for Imam Hussein. You're working for any good deed. You're working for uniting Muslims. You are struggling day and night for your Husseiniya, for your masjid, for your mosque. And somebody is coming and criticizing on you. Somebody is coming and saying, hey, you didn't do anything. Hey, you're doing very bad. Hey, you've done something wrong. Now, this is how you can find out whether you have Hubbezat or not. You are struggling, and somebody, instead of praising you, he comes and says, hey, your work was atrocious. Now, if you get angry, this means you have Hubbezat. But if it doesn't affect you, you say, okay, thank you for your criticism. Inshallah, I'll try to improve it. If you say this, means you don't have Hubbezat. So one quality, how can I understand whether I have Hubbezat or not? Whether I love myself or not? The first quality is this, if somebody condemns you, if somebody criticizes you, if somebody says anything wrong against you, you shouldn't get angry. No problem. Yes, I'm not infallible. I'm an ordinary person. I could make the mistake. Maybe you are right. Thank you for your criticism. If you say this, that's good. But if you get angry, you have Hubbezat for sure. The second quality, you are doing a good deed. For example, I'm delivering a speech. After the speech, some people come and say, oh, mashallah, you've done a good speech. I say, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm a good scholar. So this means when somebody praises you and you become happy, then again, you have Hubbezat. Now just check yourself. I'm not going to say who has. Everybody checks himself. If you get angry when somebody criticizes on you, then you have Hubbezat. If you become happy when somebody praises you, again you have Hubbezat. Now how can we leave Hubbezat? How can we get rid of Hubbezat? Allahu Akbar. When we say La ilaha illallah, what does it mean? If you say La ilaha illallah, if you keep saying La ilaha illallah with this translation, then you will get rid of Hubbezat. Then you will be able to leave Hubbezat. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha means there is no God. My nafs is not God. Reject your nafs. Reject yourself. There is no God. I'm not God. There is no God. La ilaha illallah. There's no God. My nafs is not God. There is just one God, and that is Allah. Hubbezat could be removed by kalima, by La ilaha illallah. Strengthen your tawheed and keep doing sacrifices. If somebody says anything bad to you, Allah is saying, do you want me to forgive you? If you want me to forgive you, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا, you forgive my servants. Okay, somebody came, although I wasn't wrong, and he came and insulted me. Somebody came and criticized on me, although I didn't do anything wrong. Okay? But Allah is saying, sacrifice, leave. No problem. Be patient. Don't get angry. وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَسْفَحُ, forgive him. Even if he was wrong, I'm just coming down, somebody comes and punches me. I didn't do anything to him. But if I had Hubbezat, I'd say, oh, okay, I'll get my revenge. I'll do something to him some other time. But if I did not have Hubbezat, I will get up and I'll say, sorry, brother, maybe I said something wrong in my speech which made you angry. So leave Hubbezat. So one of the reasons, which is the main reason of dispute, differences, and enmity among us, is Hubbezat. Leave Hubbezat. Please leave Hubbezat and leave the enmity, leave the disputes, leave the differences. And the second thing, just summarizing it, the second main point due to which all these problems are created is su'uz-zan, negative thinking. Be optimistic. What we do in our society, all the Muslims, you know, in many societies we see this, that for example, some two people are talking with each other and I'm far from them and I'm not listening what they are saying. They maybe are also looking towards me, but not to me, maybe looking towards somebody who's behind me. And they are also laughing. I'll say, oh, they are laughing on me. Hey, you are not listening. What are they saying? You don't know what are they saying. How can you say that they are insulting you? This is su'uzan, negative thinking. And today the research has proved that more than 25 dangerous diseases are caused because of negative thinking. Islam is saying, for example, even if you saw somebody is going to the pub, even if you saw somebody is going to the club, don't say, hey, he comes to the mosque, he used to come to the mosque, I used to think that he is a mu'min guy, he's a Muslim, but he is rubbish, he's going to the club, he's going to the pub. Don't say. Islam is saying bring 70 positive thoughts in your mind. Maybe he wanted to go to the toilet. Maybe his friend is working there. Maybe. But what we do, the first thing we say, oh, he's the bad guy. And this is why the disputes, the differences are created, because the time is really limited. I couldn't explain it too much, but the summary is this, that Allah is saying, be united, get united, become one, leave all the disputes. And today you can see in the world, Islam is being attacked. Everybody's trying to attack on Islam. So we all Muslims, Shia and Sunni, we should be united, be one, and inshallah, go and tell to the people that we Muslims are the most peaceful people of the world. Islam means peace. Islam's greatest level is Iman, which is Amr, which means peace. We are the most peaceful people. But how can we prove this to the world? Unless we all together are not united. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So if you want to, inshallah, prove to the world that you are the best people of the world, that you are the most peaceful people of the world, the first step you have to take, you should be united. All Muslims, Shia, Sunni, Shia, Sunni, Sunni, Shia, Sunni, all the Muslims, we are one. We have one God, we have one Prophet. Alhamdulillah, we all have love of Ahlul Bayt in our hearts. And inshallah, by love of Ahlul Bayt, by the help of love of Ahlul Bayt, we will be united and leave all the disputes. How can we leave disputes? How can we leave enmity? How can we leave all these problems, all the disputes? By leaving hubb-e zahad, don't love yourself. Allah is saying, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Love Ahlul Bayt, do mawaddat with Ahlul Bayt. Don't love yourself, leave hubb-e zahad, leave love of yourself, and leave negative thinking, be optimistic. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Inshallah, that we could be united, inshallah. We could make these kind of programs more and more and more, inshallah, to unite all the Muslims, inshallah. Not only Muslims, even we should try to unite Christians also. You know, instead of talking on disputes, differences, we should talk on similarities, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma fil lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' Allahumma baynana وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير صلاة محمد وآل محمد. Again the announcement, as I told you, the youths from 7 to 14, as I promised them on Yom Hussein, I have 5 gifts for those youths who have summarized my last 6 speeches, English 6 speeches, and also who has memorized Dua Ilahi Azum al-Bala. They can come forward and take the gifts from me. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.